You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one's pretty interesting. I'm guessing that so many of our listeners will be able to relate. I'm guessing that Jer-Bear will be able to relate because you happen to be right in that, I guess, the sweet spot for kids' parties because your kids are 7 and 10, almost 11.
Yeah, we do have the kids' parties, definitely.
That's like prime party age.
Sure is, man. And they're a blast to throw and have. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. This comes from Sophia.
All right.
Hi, my boys. A question about kids' parties. Our daughter just finished her 5th grade year, and we're hosting a little party this weekend for the kids in her class.
Oh.
There were 11 RSVPs, so we're looking forward to a fun day. And she says in parentheses, and the weather will be much better. Here's my question, she writes. One of the kids in her class is a twin, but I should point out that her twin sister is not in the class.
Oh.
Their mom called me yesterday and left a message that the twins like to do things together. And would it be okay if the twin sister came along? Sophia writes, I'm a little shocked. Is this a thing where twins can't go to a party without the other one tagging along?
Well,
she says, I haven't responded yet, but I want to call back and say, no, just one of your daughters is invited. Would that make me a jerk?
Well,
I laughed with my husband when I told him, what would my boys say? So,
Now you're going to get us in trouble.
You're going to make your boys
trying to pull us into this, huh?
So let me get this straight. There's a twin in the classroom, but the other twin is not in there. So Sophia's daughter invited everyone in her class.
Yep.
And the mom of the twin said, these two come as a package deal. Don't you understand?
They're twins.
You get
don't
one,
you know?
You get the other.
They're twins. They do everything together. And they'll show up and they'll be dressed alike and everyone will be like, oh, this is creepy. But you can't say no, right? You can't say no.
Why not?
Because it's a twin.
So what?
I know, but they do everything together, don't they?
I mean, you know, kind of expand on this a little bit.
I wonder
bit.
If she knows the other twin, twin two.
If the kid in the class was an octuplet, I mean, would you invite the 7 others also?
I don't know. I guess
where do you
not.
Draw the line?
Well, I mean, that scenario is far-fetched. The twin scenario is pretty legit. I could see this like actually happening, you know. I'm trying to think
all right,
of what
I'll
would
leave
happen.
The octuplets out of it.
I was trying to think of what would happen if this happened to us. I feel like
we would let them. I know
you would. Cave. I would say we would probably make some jokes and talk behind their back quite a bit. But then at the end of the day, we would say, just let them come, I guess. You know the bottom line for this? You know what I'm sniffing out here?
I think it's the same thing I am.
Is it the day out for the parents? I'm sniffing out a date day. They're essentially just saying, hey, you know,
it's a package set.
It's a package set. Sound like Porky the Pig there. So it's a date day. It's mom and dad getting to go out for a coffee or a lunch, and they're dumping both their kids off.
They're like, you know, as long as you're taking one.
Yeah, the other one wants to come too. They love parties.
Why not take the other?
Hey, we'll bring an extra gift. Please take them. We're desperate for time alone.
Now, here's the thing that's really, I guess, parents of twins maybe take advantage of the situation. Because if it was just another sibling, let's say who's 2 years older or 2 years younger.
Yeah.
People would be like, hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they wouldn't do
that. But because they happen to look alike. It's okay to do it.
Right, and I guess if they're not looking for the date night, they just maybe assume that Sophia's daughter does know the other twin because it's the same grade. But if not, it's a whole
separate
person.
Unless one of the twins
was
held back.
You know?
Now, wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, gosh, there is that. No, probably not.
Or one kid could have been, you know, accelerated and jumped a grade.
There you go. That's a nice spin.
So you're saying cave. I'm saying don't cave.
I think you got to cave in this because you will come across as the biggest jerk. I mean, what do you say? No? No. We're not doing that.
Yeah, you just say, look, we totally understand that the twins probably do a lot of things together, but this is a party for the classroom.
This is a great learning experience that they are two individuals. They're going to have two different sets of friends growing up.
See? Now you're getting into the spirit,
my friend. Look at me being all logical.
See, I like
it. It sucks as a parent if you are planning the party and you do get 11 RSVPs and you have allotted the amount of cupcakes and time somewhere or whatever for 11 kids. And then at the last minute, you get, you know, the call for number 12. Or the little little treat bags that you give out when you leave. You know, you've got 11 of them, and now you have to scramble to find another one.
Well, it's yeah, a pain. That's a really good point. Because with Sophia's daughter, it makes 12. So you've got the dozen, right? You can order a dozen of this, a dozen of that, a dozen of that. Now you throw in a third. Now you got a baker's dozen going on here.
Yeah.
Hey, what the hell?
That gets to be a pain.
If you asked our listeners, because that's what Sophia wants us to do, out of five calls, what do you think the majority are going to say?
I think a majority will say this is wrong. They shouldn't be doing this. This is stupid. But hey, go ahead and invite them so you don't look like a jerk.
I think because it's someone else, I think listeners will say, no, that kid can't come. It'd be a different story if they were in the middle of it.
That's
but it's
the
so easy to tell other people, hell no, they can't go. And the mom's like, hey, what do you think? These twins do everything together. What if I just bring the twin along too?
No problem with that, right? Just one extra kid. No big deal.
And Sophia's like, I haven't responded yet, but she wants to say, no, just one of your daughters is invited. And then she goes, would that make me a jerk?
Yep, it would.
I want to read one quick note before we go to calls, because the lines are packed and we're going to try to get to every call. Michelle with one L. I have a thing for Michelle's with one L, by the way.
That's weird.
She goes, as I think you used to say on your show, this is not youth soccer. She writes, yes to one twin, no to two twins, done. What do you want me to solve next?
Again, easy to say when you're not put in the spotlight and you're not in the position, you know, of being the jerk.
And I will tell you, Michelle, yes, I did used to always say this is not youth soccer. And I got so many complaints and hate mails that I've had to like pull back on the number of times that I say it. Here's Rebecca on the phone. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What are you telling Sophia?
I am telling Sophia to quit being a party pooper. The more, the merrier. And let the
really?
Twin come.
The more expensive, Rebecca.
More the merrier.
No, she has, no way. She has 11 RSVPs. There are that half that class hasn't RSVP'd yet. People aren't good at RSVPing. She has to be prepared for the whole class, which best case scenario is 20 kids.
Well, it sounds like this. She is done, though. It sounds like that it's only 11. It's done.
They're done. The question is not there's going to be 20. There's going to be 11 that are coming. So you're saying bring the 12.
Okay, first of all, you're fooling yourselves because they're
well, that's why. Well, welcome to our world. We fool ourselves every single day. But we need a yes or a no, and you're saying yes, bring the twin.
1,000%, and I'm telling you, I'm a teacher and a twin. 1,000%, yes.
Oh, well, that's why. Did you get left teacher, out of everything?
Well, as a teacher, you should know that it's 100% and not 1,000%.
Oh, God.
Oh, just having some fun. Look, I got Rebecca's vote. She
All
says
right,
yes,
do it.
Bring
well,
the twin.
Well, she's a twin. She doesn't count.
Rebecca, thanks
I wonder
for the
if
fun
she's
call.
Showing up to a bunch of things with her twin nowadays.
Hold on. You want me to go back and see if she's still there?
Yeah.
Going because
oh, she's still talking.
Oh, my
still
God.
Talking.
The whole time
hold
she
on,
was
Rebecca.
Home, she was still talking. Do you still bring your twin with you everywhere you go?
No, not everywhere, but when we're with our same group of friends from elementary school, we do.
Fair enough.
All right.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much.
But she said same group of friends. Sophia's daughter is not friends with this other twin or any of their friends.
Uh-huh.
So this is a friend. This
hey,
is a,
look, I still got the vote down
this
for
This is a
yes.
twin mooch.
Jennifer, what do you think?
Absolutely not.
I'm kind of with you.
It was ridiculous that parent even put Sophia in that position. Grow up, your kids are different, and there's no need to have that
yes.
other twin.
Yes, preach it, girlfriend.
I'm so glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you Jennifer.
Too.
That's great.
Thank you. You know, this is a bigger segment, too,
like
because
that.
It's the whole thing, if you've got twins or triplets, and I can't speak, I've never had a twin.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not in my family. So is it that whole thing where you do everything to make them, you know, you dress them alike, they play the same sports,
oh,
or do you nudge them towards
being an individual. Like, I swear, if I had twins, I would not do that creepy thing. We had people walk by in our neighborhood like a week ago, with twins in the stroller, and sure enough, exactly the same little bows in the hair, same bottle. And I just made a look at Nicole like, oh my God, you know. Like,
you realize that's the majority of people who have twins, though. So
I know. Stop doing that. Well, just stop doing that. Make them individual. Why do people have to do that when they have twins? They don't have to dress identical. It's creepy.
I agree with you. I think that the kids should develop individual friendships and interests.
I can't believe you just said that. You offended so many people with twins right now.
I know.
Well, I didn't call them creepy. Like
they're creepy because then they finish each other's sentences and they're both going to show up to this party and they'll both say, happy birthday at the same time together.
The difference is that I didn't call people morons like you did.
Okay? I didn't say moron. I just said it's creepy.
Here's Kayla. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, boys?
We're good. We're just goofing.
Great. We're already in Wednesday gear, I think. Listen, are you saying bring the twin or no to the twin?
At first I was saying bring the twin, but now I'm leaning more on the fence of not. With you guys, they need to have their different personalities, grow up with their different friends, interests. I am actually a twin myself, but we grew up with the same interest in soccer, with our friends, and everything like that, but looking back now, there were different birthday parties that I got invited to, or my sister did it and whatnot too. So
that's good.
I'm voting no. It's okay that they missed this one party.
Did your parents dress you like?
You know, they did. I was the pink twin. My sister was the purple twin.
I guess that's a little different.
That's a little different. You can kind of tell you apart.
Yeah, we just had different colors.
Okay.
Hey, quickly, before we let you go, great call, by the way. Before we let you go, there was a News for Nerds story a while ago about how twins can kind of have their own language with each other that other people don't understand. Did you guys have that?
Oh, totally. I just had my son this last October, and when I was feeling nauseous, she's like, I'm feeling a little sick right now. And I asked her, well, are you pregnant? And she said, no.
Wow.
So, sympathy sickness, man. Definitely weird vibes going on.
Yeah.
Kayla, we appreciate you. Thanks for having some fun with us, okay?
Thanks, boys. Have a great day.
See you later. Wonder if she could show when she's going into labor, you know? Like,
Are you, let me see, Kana, how do you pronounce your name?
Kana.
Very good. Kana, thank you for calling. It's 2-1 in favor of no to the twin. How do you vote?
Yes, and I am not a twin.
Okay.
I agree 100% with Rebecca. The more the merrier. I am a parent, though, and I've thrown many, many parties, and I have let siblings come to my daughter's party.
Okay, I buy the whole more the merrier.
I don't.
But where do you draw the line?
I don't at
all. Because what if 205 people were coming to the party?
Well, 22 may come, but I doubt.
Yeah, well, like what of the 11 that RSVP'd, what if every single one of them said, hey, this one's got a sibling. Can they come along? Okay? Like, where do you draw the line?
It may be a cultural thing, but when we had parties, everybody came. Not just the kids, but sometimes adults would stick around.
Yeah, but they're throwing this party for the classroom. The kids who had the same experiences all year in the same class.
They all bonded
together. And now you've got people coming in from outside the classroom.
And isn't that good? So they can learn and meet new people as well and grow in that way?
Yes, I absolutely think you should meet new people and grow and learn. But every once in a while, it's okay to have a team meeting. I mean, it's okay.
I agree, but I still think she should say yes. She should.
You got it.
Right, we got your vote.
Sophia,
Kana,
Inviter. All right.
Kana, thank you for a great call.
It was very thoughtful.
Have a fun day, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Listen, I've thrown a lot of these kids' parties.
Yeah.
The more, the merrier is not true at all.
I'm with you, buddy. So
the less, the merrier.
We are running over in time. We got to take two more calls. We're actually going to do six calls. So we have Ann and Eric. Let's. Eric was in first, I think. Eric, what do you think? Yes or no on the invite?
Well, first of all, I'm just dying laughing because of this being a topic. I am a twin, but I just. Make a decision based on your own parenting logic. Don't make misconceptions on twins. Yes. I mean, I would say yes because I'm a twin, but I'm able to be independent from my identical twin. And, you know, we were invited to all the same parties. But, you know, as a parent, that's just an extra favor that you can call in on. Why not?
That's what I think. I think it is I'm going to go out for a date, you know, with my husband or wife. And
that's funny.
But now you have two that you can leverage, you know, favors against now, right? Like you have an extra bigger pool.
That's pretty good, dude.
Eric, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a great day. We appreciate you. So that makes it 3-2 in favor of yes. What is Ann going to say? Ann, what do you think?
I'm going to say no, but with a couple caveats.
Okay.
In the respect that I feel like we're villainizing the parent and we shouldn't do that. It's okay that they asked. All they did was ask. It's up to her to decide. If she feels firmly enough about saying no and that's the right call for her, then absolutely, like Eric said, definitely go with your gut. But if you feel you're going to feel worse after the party or during the party because you didn't let the child come, then do it. Then it's the more the merrier. And do it and satisfy your own conscience. And in the moment, it's not going to matter at all. It's this right here is what's being more stressful.
There's not a little bit of you that thinks that this parent is maybe taking advantage of Sophia at all.
Of course. But every once in a while, we all do a little something for ourselves, and we kind of just ask. It's always okay to ask, right?
I think she's gotten to the point where she knows
though.
She's not going to get told no, I think. So that's why she just keeps doing this.
She's manipulating.
Who knows that she's done it before, too?
I got a hunch.
My vote is no.
No, okay.
Oh, your vote is no.
She's no.
The vote is no, but as long as that's what the parent is going to feel comfortable with later. If that's really where her heart lies, sure, say no. There's nothing.
Ann, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Ann.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Sorry, we're short on time.
Yeah, we're
out. And why is Rebecca still holding?
If I click on Rebecca, is she still answering her question?
I hope so. She's still talking.
She's still there. Rebecca, what are you doing? Oh, she hung up.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy, we ended up 3-3.
Oh, no!
Sophia?
We were twins in the score. We're leaving it just like this.
We're not going to help it. You anymore. You're on your own. However,
good luck.
I'm making a note. Must have follow-up.
Yeah, we want to know how you're going to handle this. What are you going to do?
If the party is this weekend, like she's saying, I'm going to demand on Monday a follow-up.
I hope she says no and then uninvites the original twin as well.